Broken Eggs Media.
Faster performance, lower bandwidth costs, proven solutions for content delivery. Cashfly.com. Stop hosting. Start delivering.
Welcome to the Xbox Podcast, your favorite source for news, reviews, marketplace updates, rumors, and more. Brought to you by a wannabe pilot, a bowling ball, and a psychotic cow.
Welcome to the Xbox Podcast. This is episode 59, The Six Pack, for the week of June 1st, 2008.
Hey everybody, my name is Kyle, a.k.a. Marana Cow.
I am Brun, a.k.a. Cutscene.
And I am Mark, a.k.a. Wingman 709. This week we tackle some fun news items. Then we have six features that include Kung Fu Panda, Grid, Ninja Gaiden 2, The Bourne Conspiracy, Lego Indiana Jones, and The Incredible Hulk. Then following the six-pack, we have questions from you and a few new frappers, so let's get to it.
All right, well, if you haven't noticed already, at xboxpodcast.com, we have our own Xbox Podcast gamer card. It's right below Brun's beautiful 400,000-point card. Our goal right now is to reach a million gamer score, and we're currently at 588,922. So, if you're not on the card already, be sure to click on it and add yourself.
Moving up pretty quick, aren't we?
We are. It's all because of me.
Yeah, you're carrying weight. So
half that score.
Well,
me.
Wing, you added something new to the front page. Do you want to mention what that is?
Yes, I did. We now have a Twitter account. Decided to go ahead and create a little Twitter for the Xbox Podcast, and this way we can use that to update you all better on our Beat Up the Host matches and also any kind of episode releases. So if you are a Twitter user, just add Xbox Podcast with no spaces in the name, and you'll be updated. So that's pretty much it. If you don't have Twitter, don't know what it is, go to twitter.com.
All right. This week, I was actually in for Beat Up the Host, and we did a little Call of Duty 4. Had four people in there with me. Yeah, we had Captain Hook, Korn, 7084, and Rockley 65. And Captain brought in a friend, and I already knew I was going to butcher his name, so Sulswiski is how I want to say it. He said it over live, and you know how live is. You can't hear people sometimes clearly, but I tried. So, but that's Captain's friend, and Captain was just like, oh yeah, I can't wait to listen to the show and hear you butcher that. I'm like, thanks. So, but that was Beat Up the Host. Wing, we were looking for you. I noticed you were on 45 minutes earlier, and I looked at the Twitter, and you had 8 o'clock your time. For Beat Up the Host?
Yeah, Central Time.
Oh, yeah, that would be 8 the time, wouldn't it?
I couldn't make it tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, no. I picked it up. I was about 5 after 10 after 9. I jumped on there and people were on there, so I just pulled them in and started playing.
Cool.
So, well, sweet. I don't want to make it into a 90-minute cutscene around here.
Yeah.
Boys.
So let's head into the top stories then and see what's up.
All right.
This just in. Xbox News is up right now.
All right. So I'm not going to bore everyone, it seems like, with my D top story. So I think I'll just hit one of the Ds this time. Is that okay with you guys? All right, good.
Well, as long as it's the most important one.
Well, Wing, you seemed excited about it. I'm kind of still treading here on this, but the June 3rd Rock Band DLC has released, And here's what's going to release on the 3rd of June. Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffett. Cheeseburger in Paradise by Jimmy Buffett. And Volcano by Jimmy Buffett. And you can get this pack, of course, in three pack for 440 Microsoft points or 160 apiece. And then not just one pack, but we also have another pack coming up on the marketplace is Indestructible by Disturbed, Inside the Fire by Disturbed, and Perfectly Insane and Perfect Insanity by Disturbed. So those, though, are probably going to be the ones that I'm going to download because I haven't heard very much of Jimmy Buffett. But the Disturbed ones are going to be 80 points apiece, which is 99 cents if you convert it to U.S. dollars. And the Disturbed 3-pack is going to be 240 Microsoft points. So
and
that's pretty interesting.
That Disturbed pack, that's only going to be that cheap price for a short time, so...
Like a couple weeks.
Yeah, they didn't say how long. They just said it was a kind of a timed thing, timed special. So
usually, whenever they do the 99-cent deal, it's timed.
I would do. I would definitely get the Jimmy Buffett, Kyle. If you've heard Jimmy Buffett before, I imagine. But
I probably have. It doesn't ring a bell right now, to be honest.
Cheeseburger in Paradise. Da, da, da. Wasting away again in Margaritaville. Trust me, get it. You'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it if you get it.
You got to get it.
Will you give me my money back if I get all three of them and I don't like them?
Yeah,
no.
I'll give you your money back.
Okay.
Not to mention all the hate mail that we're going to get because you don't know who Jimmy Buffett is.
Well, if we get any hate mail, I'll personally respond to it. How about that?
Okay.
But, hey, I know something that's going to be free wing, and I don't know about you, but I'm really excited about this. So why don't you tell everybody what your top story is today?
My top story is a super secret. No, not really that secret, but it's the Tom Clancy's End War private beta.
Woo-hoo.
Yep, the beta is going to take place for 3 weeks in June and July, and it will be available in English only. The beta will feature 3 maps and be playable exclusively online in a one-on-one and two-on-two matches. The beta will be available for the 360, and you will need to be an Xbox Live Gold member with broadband internet connection and 3 gigs of free space on your hard drive.
It's a huge beta.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Halo 3 was 2 gig.
But still.
Yeah, and it's pretty big.
Wow.
I have the space for it.
I could delete some demos from 2 years ago to make space.
They state that this is a test state, and you will likely encounter bugs and crashes. But they are asking for people to help out because they want to produce a better and more polished final product with the community's help. If you want to sign up, you head over to their sign-up page and register for the exclusive access to the private beta by creating your beta tester profile. And the website for this is, it's...
Don't give it out. If they sign up, we get a less chance of getting in.
Oh, that's right. All right, never mind, guys. I was just joking.
Scratch that.
April Fool's. Yeah, let's delete this. We're going to...
Tom Clancy Viva Pinata beta next week.
Let's move on to the next one. we started. Now I gotta give it to him, so...
All right. Well,
all right.
If I don't
the
get
web
in,
address
I'm
is,
you.
Of course, www.endwarbeta.com/signup/default.html. And also, please note that at the very beginning of that address, make sure you put in https://. Yes. So
secure.
I don't know if it'll work without the S, but that's the link that we were given. So. Check our website for the show notes. You will see a link to the story, which will have a direct link as well to the sign-up page, all right?
Yeah, I'll put both links in for the show notes. So.
All righty, you do that.
I will, because...
Sweet. Mark it forwards to the HTTP.
Cool. It should. Some sites don't, though. Right. Some sites do it on purpose, so you can't actually just type in anything, but...
Right. So anyway, right. Check our show notes, and good luck on getting it.
Yeah. I really hope.
All right.
Cutscene, I think it's your turn.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I was listening to the show on the way home, and I heard you guys talking about that, and you said, well, we got a short show, blah, 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 long-winded. I'm like, uh-oh, here it comes, you know. At least I'm not buying anything, I guess. Well, when you guys called me cutscene, I was rolling, so. It was actually a good show. It brought me back to the good old days with podcast one versions, or episodes 1 through 4. Where I'd be driving home listening to you two talk. Yeah, the good ones before they started turning crappy at 5. Yeah.
They randomly did, yeah.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Then 58 was magnificent, but I doubt this one will be any good. I don't know why. I can't put my finger on it.
I will be going now. Farewell, everybody. But, yeah, it was pretty funny.
Evidently, according to you guys, I've already quit.
A couple times.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. You quit once and were fired another time, right?
Yeah. But then you came back under a different name.
While, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, while.
All right. Well, all right. We're 10 minutes into our cutscene, so...
Exactly. You're fitting right. This fits right into the story.
Yeah. Another 80 more.
Well,
right?
The story I have kind of tacks onto your guys' show last week talking about those cutscenes, and there was a rumor on Kotaku about reviewers can't talk about MGS4 cutscenes or the install. So I'm going to kind of read off a little bit of the story here. So it says reviewers often have restrictions about what they can and can't talk about in reviews. In my experience, this is not me obviously talking, but these have been restricted to plot details, which have embargoed date a little bit later than a general review does. But what is going on here? MTV's multiplayer, Steven Totillo, has apparently heard from some gaming media sources who said that when it comes to MGS4, those details are like off limits. So, and here's a little quote. It says, I've been told by two gaming media sources who asked to remain anonymous that Konami representatives have been asking print reviewers to keep some technical details out of their reviews, namely the length of the cutscenes and the size of the game's install on the PS3. Such details wouldn't have been plot spoilers, but publishers were concerned that it would, you know, be viewed as a negative, which that's the first thing we're thinking. We're like, I heard you guys talk about, I'm thinking the same things, like 90 minutes, that's not good. I mean, do you want to play the game or watch the game? And Kotaku also tried to get a hold of the Konami reps, and they've declined to comment. So,
imagine that.
Dun-dun-dun. But actually, I was, you know, read a little further in here, and I'll have, I don't want to read like all this. I mean, I really don't like reading other people's work like that, but he actually mentions in here that they've seen the box and the install is 4.6 gig for the game. And there was rumors a while ago that this game actually filled up the entire Blu-ray disc. So... I mean, with 90-minute cutscenes, you can see why.
Well, with 90-minute HD cutscenes,
that's like a full Blu-ray itself, right? Yeah. If you're thinking about a movie, so.
I read too elsewhere today that they were saying that the cutscenes alone make up over half the game.
Ugh.
So over half of the game.
Oh, jeez.
Is you
over
just sitting
half?
There watching it? Now, the game could be, you know, 15, 20, 30 hours long, but, you still may have 15 hours of gameplay, but you're going to have 15 hours of sitting there watching cutscenes on top of it. You know, I don't know how long the game is total. I'm just, you know, but basically they were saying that over half the game was actual cutscenes.
Well,
that would be funny. If the game was like 5 hours long, like you playing the game was like 5 hours of gameplay, well, and then it'd be done. Metal Gear Solid.
Think
four.
About it this way: is Konami had that super secret convention and brought people in over a weekend to play the game from start to finish. So people went to Konami's little whatever and played the game from start to finish in 2 days. And you know they weren't playing 24 hours a day. At most, you would think they'd be playing maybe 8 to 10 hours a day. So you're looking at a 20-hour game. So you're looking at 10 hours in cutscenes, and you're looking at 10 hours of gameplay. So, and then, I mean, Metal Gear, I was listening to a couple of other, you know, another couple other shows, and they were talking about, will Metal Gear Solid 4 sell like Halo 3? Most people say no, because, you know, if you look at the PS2 with the 40 million install base, it only sold like a million games. It's really a diehard type of game, but with the PS3, Metal Gear Solid 4 is almost like the game. It's like the one that they're talking about. It's like their savior. It's this and it's this and it's this. And, you know, you hear stuff like this and it's just like,
might not be all that great.
Maybe their console really is only meant for movies if their games are going to consist of, you know, 10 hours of cutscenes. Maybe that's really what they just are. It's just a Blu-ray player. I'm really, now, this is what I was going to buy this game and buy the console. And now I'm debating saving my money, so.
Interesting. I just can't see sitting there being in the middle of a game and all of a sudden you're in a cutscene for 90 minutes.
I just remember getting aggravated at Gears of War when you would do the cutscene where he's like walking with his hand on his earpiece and you can't do anything.
Yep.
And those were like 30 seconds long, and I was getting ticked off about it. I'm just like, come on!
Yeah, I just want to play.
Hey, Wayne, you said you played a little bit of Devil May Cry, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, there was a cutscene every, like, 5 seconds in the first battle. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I definitely skipped through those. But some of them are cool, and they're like, little 30-second cutscenes or whatever, and then you start battling again, but some of them are just, like, unneeded, like, just huge, long cutscenes, and I'm just like, I don't need to watch this.
Yeah, but I just like to play. I really, if I want a story or I want to watch a movie, I'm going to sit down and pop a movie in and get out my popcorn. You know, I don't want to, when I put a game in, I want to play it. You know,
well,
so,
you know, I'm sitting here thinking, if the cutscene explains the first three games. So say it's actually a cutscene at the beginning of the game to catch you up to number four. That would be cool.
That's still a long time to explain the game.
Well, I mean,
90 minutes.
The game is Metal Gear Solid. I mean, it is the game. The games are weird. I mean, it would take 90 minutes to explain the first three for you to get the story. I mean, I have friends at work that have played all of them, and those guys explaining this game to me just had me, you know, going around in circles. But if it's, I don't know. Maybe it's the very last cutscene. Maybe it's the funeral.
I don't know. Well, all I know, I guess we should probably move on. We're not a PlayStation podcast, but
first. Yeah, or else we're going to be in a cutscene.
Yeah, but I am looking forward to this. I can't wait till the game gets out so I can start reading on about this, because this really has me intrigued, and I want to know what people think of this. You know, I'm waiting to see what the Sony, you know, the Metal Gear fanboys and stuff who love it, and just maybe even the casual guys who pick it up. I'm really curious to hear what people think of it. So,
well, you know, the guys over at PlayStation Podcast and Broken Inks Media are about to sit down and release their first episode, so maybe they'll have something to say, and maybe we can have them on the show to talk
about
it.
That would be cool. We can do a combined show in 1 week. We'll just talk about this game.
you know what I'm going to do is when they post their show, I'm going to point all their links to our show. Let's pull some practical jokes. It's time to get some fun around here.
Everybody goes to download PlayStation podcast. They get the Xbox podcast instead.
Yep.
You can imagine how happy they would
be. Oh yeah, I'm sure they would be thrilled with us. I think it's going to be pretty interesting to see what the overall review of the game is going to be.
Oh, it'll be close to a 10. Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
the game's not going to be bad. I mean, the game won't be bad.
No, Sony will pay off people to make it good.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's why
that
I was saying
true.
It'd be 10.
Warner Bros.
It's a system, they depend on it too much. They need this thing to be successful, so... And it will. I think it will. It'll still sell a lot of copies. It's too... Everybody wants it. But
it's like the only
I'm just, you know... And that's cool. Hope it does well. I'm just really curious to see what people, the fans and the community, think of the game. And if there truly is the 90-minute cutscenes, which we're hearing that there are. You know, so...
Right. Yeah. That's gonna be
interesting. But anyways, now that we've spent 90 minutes on this one news story, let's head over to our main feature.
Thanks to CashFly, you were able to download our podcast with extreme speed. CashFly's global network can help deliver your content, ensuring that the website, streaming media, and downloads exceed expectations. CashFly delivers unsurpassed features, including lower bandwidth costs, instant on-demand capacity, real-time detailed reporting, and 100% availability. Visit CashFly.com to see how it can work for you. Stop hosting. Start delivering.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's feature presentation. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. All right, our first, let's pop open this first can in our six pack and find out what we got. And it is a game based on the DreamWorks Animation high octane martial arts movie, Kung Fu Panda.
Hi-ya!
Now, Kung Fu Panda, the game takes you on an action packed adventure through the movie and beyond.
Everybody was
battle against Tai Lung and his minions, navigate awesome environments, and overcome dangerous obstacles on your quest to become the legendary Dragon Warrior. Some of the features of this game are, of course, Kung Fu awesomeness. You can defeat the formidable bosses like Tai Lung and enemies like the Great Gorilla as you adventure across treacherous terrain to fulfill your destiny as the Dragon Warrior. They will have all your favorite characters. You can perfect your kung fu skills as you play Ho, Shai Fu, and the Furious Five, each with specialized fighting styles. There are cool movie-inspired locations, which allow you to travel through 13 legendary levels, including epic movie locations like the opulent Jade Palace, the challenging training dojo, and the majestic Wudang Mountains. Plus, never-before-seen places, including the mystical Lake of Tears and the unforgiving training ground of Tai Lung. And, of course, this game would not be complete without multiplayer. Play with your friends to defeat the hordes of enemies, or challenge them to head-to-head combat in multiple battle arenas. You can play your favorite characters from story mode, like Po and Tigress, and even some of the enemies, including the diabolical Tai Lung, the ferocious Ox, and the baddest ninja cats around, the Wu Sisters. This game has an overkill date of June 3rd, 2008. And I think, if I'm right, the Kung Fu Panda game is, I know it's an animated movie, but isn't it Jack Black that's in that? Or does the voices of the Kung Fu Panda himself?
I do not know, actually.
I'm pretty sure it is. I think it's a Jack Black.
Huh.
So... I think he's cool. I like Jack Black. Yep. Jack Black, Dustin Hoffman, some other people.
Cool.
Whoever, yeah. Does this movie come out on the, well, if it's third is a Tuesday, so it'd come out on like the 6th or
the
something? Is that when it comes out or is it already out?
The movie comes out on the 6th as well.
The movie. Yeah.
So it'll be, what, a Friday? Hey.
So, are you going to go to the midnight premiere?
Jackie Chan, Seth Rogen, Lucy Liu. I'm there, dude. Dustin Hoffman. I'm all over it, man.
In spirit.
Yeah, I'll be there with you. Just don't wait for me.
It's got Jack Black. You know what? No matter what, I'll definitely see this when it comes on DVD.
Oh, yeah. Definitely with kids
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, it's for the kids. Yeah, that's it.
That's for sure.
So, but anyways, that's Kung Fu Panda.
Usually, I'm sorry for anyone that is going to go buy that game, but usually the movie, the video games of the movies are usually not that good.
No.
Like Iron Man.
Horrible.
Whatever happened to that video game? I heard it was bad. I don't even want to touch it.
Well.
But,
yeah, the game that...
Well, hopefully this will be a better game.
I'm going to speak about is Grid. And a couple weeks ago, somebody asked us if we tried out the demo, and I don't think any of us did, so I actually went and downloaded it and gave it a try, and it is nice.
It rocks.
I like it. Yeah. Yeah, the damage is what actually gets me. That's cool. So, let me give you the rundown. It says, from the creators of the 2007 best racing game, Dirt, comes Grid, a fast-paced, cinematic, all-encompassing racing game. Grid takes players on a world tour of beautifully designed race locations throughout Europe, US, Japan, and beyond. The game features the most extensive range of courses ever created by Codemasters, combining official racetrack / circuit challenges and driving events with road races and urban street competitions. Grid embraces all types of racing, including traditional circuit courses and exotics in Europe, muscle car street races in the U.S., and drifting import tuners in Japan. Jump behind the wheel of some of the fastest, most powerful race cars ever created and take on your friends in the best that racing has to offer. In any mode, on any surface, the car handling is sublime and the physics system is thrillingly accurate. The devastating new damage engine ensures players feel every bump in the road as they fight to keep control of their cars at breathtaking speeds. Grid delivers electrifying race action, squeezing all the juicy bits out of the world's best courses, cars, and race styles to deliver one huge adrenaline rush. It's all about what happens between the grid and the flag. And just by reading that, and I know this, you know, that's supposed to sell the game and get people hyped up about it, but right now this is actually a definite GameFly rental for me. I don't know about you guys, but I don't know if I'll go out and buy it because I already have two racing games, but this game does look fun. It reminds me more of a Burnout without the Burnout. You know, how Burnout is. So it's just flat-out racing. So, key features.
So it's definitely worth a demo.
What's that?
I said it's definitely worth the free download.
Yeah, do the demo. And some of the achievements, like during the loading screen, it brings down, like, the achievements that you have to do. They're actually kind of cool looking, so. All right. Features, it's all about the race. Codemaster Studios' history of creating stellar racing titles combined with AI and the ability of the Ego engine allow them to deliver Grid, a pure and cinematic race experience, a greater, more diverse world of racing, new and classic track and street, conquer the greatest racetracks, and then go beyond with road races and urban street competitions. Jump behind the wheel of the most exciting cars. You have exotics, imports, and beefy muscle cars. Three distinct race regions. You have Europe, U.S., and Japan, all which are beautifully designed. And they all have, with their own individual takes on racing. USA and thunderous V8 muscle cars. And in, Japan, you have the drift type of racing, and in Europe you have the like tracks dominated by Le Mans and some of the technologically advanced cars. So everything that could happen in a race probably will. A grid race tests the driver's skills at every turn, crammed with high impact moments such as engine fires, tire blowouts, bump and runs, wild crashes involving like flipping, spinning, and collisions with other cars, and trackside objects. Enhanced Ego engine drives all new high impact crash damage and sequences. And online racing. Race your cars online in high adrenaline multiplayer, multiple car events. Man, that's a mouthful.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, there's
so
a lot
Overkill
there.
Date is also the third. So between Grid and Kung Fu Panda, I'm going to have to lean toward Grid right now. But, and also, I mean, if you watch the Enhanced podcast, we put in that little funny Gran Turismo 5 prologue versus Grid video. If you remember Wing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that, that is actually Grid, so, and it seems pretty fun, so.
Yeah.
But, other than that?
Well, you know, Brun, this next game in our six-pack, and I hope this is non-carbonated, non-alcoholic, or carbonated, non-alcoholic
yes.
six-pack.
Mountain Dew.
Okay.
It's good. Mountain Dew. Yeah.
What? Mountain Dew? Okay. Good. Is it Game Fuel? Halo 3?
That's exactly what I was getting ready to say. It's funny that you said that.
Okay. Wait, is it? Because if it is, man, that'd probably go pretty good money on eBay.
Oh, yeah, you can't find it.
Anyways, this next game that's coming out this week, Brun, between the three, I don't know. I mean, you've been talking about this game a lot recently, so. It's Ninja, okay. Is it Gaiden or Gaiden?
I hear it pronounced both ways. It's, I believe, supposed to be Gaiden.
I'm going to go with Ninja Gaiden.
I always say Gaiden. So. I think that's actually what it's supposed to be. I'm not 100% sure.
Ninja Gaiden 2 is coming out this week. It makes its long-awaited debut, and I've seen a lot of commercials for it on TV, on the Xbox 360 as a blockbuster action-packed sequel to Ninja Gaiden. Ninja Gaiden 2 features a new and improved game engine developed from the ground up exclusively for Microsoft and the Xbox 360 by Team Ninja and legendary developer, oh gosh, Tomobu Itagaki. Creator of the famed Dead or Alive franchise. I don't know.
Itagaki.
Now, I just have to make one.
Itagaki.
Okay,
that's
anyways.
It. Itagaki. Tomonobu Itagaki.
Okay, I got it now. But I have to say one thing. This guy is kind of
yes.
weird. Have you guys seen pictures of him? And I think he thinks
yes.
he's a real ninja. I really do. He's freaking me out a little bit, but that's okay. I saw one. It was weird. Anyways, in Ninja Gaiden 2, gamers must guide. Oh my goodness, Ryu Hayabusa on a mission to avenge his clan and prevent the destruction of the human race. Armed with an assortment of ninja weaponry, players must help Ryu skillfully maneuver through a world fraught with peril. Ninja Gaiden 2 will feature an all-new gameplay engine, a new auto-health regeneration system, levels, adventures, enemies, and thrilling combat with extensive assortment of ninja weaponry, representing a true evolution of highly popular franchise and a buttload of blood.
That's exactly what I was getting ready to say. Oh, yeah, did you mention the blood?
Because the 30-minute teaser trailer for the U.S. Xbox 360 Ninja Gaiden 2 definitely does not show anything when it comes to blood.
Hmm.
It's like, oh, that's the most bloodiest game out there. And the guy I was sitting next to was like, really? It doesn't show anything? And I was like, oh, believe me, it's there. So some key features to look for in Ninja Gaiden 2. Blood, ninjas, and ninja weaponry. All right, we're done here. So Overkill released. No, I'm just kidding. I'll go through a little bit more. Let's see. Exhilarated ninja action. Of course, you are a ninja warrior, hence the name Ninja. Players will experience an all-new combat system that requires skill and mastery of their full arsenal of weapons, including obliteration techniques that allow players to quickly and swiftly finish off an opponent. That's where the blood comes in.
And the missing of heads.
In addition to the variety of brutal new primary weapons, more blood, and enhanced versions of previous favorites, Ninja Gaiden 2 will feature unique acrobatic combat and attacks used not only by Ryu Hayabusa, but also by his formidable enemies. That's where blood goes in also. Easy to play, but hard to master. The new auto-healing system in Ninja Gaiden 2 features semi-permanent damage restored at save points. Is the natural evolution of the franchise distinctive gameplay and introduces a new twist to managing health. With the newly implemented auto-healing functionality and save point system, as well as an extensive story mode and multiple levels of difficulty available from the start of the game, the gameplay of Ninja Gaiden 2 will be accessible to more casual players and challenging to even the most demanding gamers. Let's see. The themes of revenge and friendship in Ninja Gaiden 2 give rise to a series of dramatic events to create a truly compelling story. From Tokyo to New York and to the Netherworld, the story will lead players through a lengthy, action-packed story mode with 90-minute cutscenes as they skillfully maneuver Ryu Hayabusa through a demonized world fraught with danger. I made up the 90-minute
cutscene. That was a good way to stick it in there, though. Nice flow.
Thank you. That was definitely not in there. Let's see. Xbox Live. Don't we all love it when it doesn't crash? The Ninja Cinema feature will allow gamers to record Ryu's combat exploits as movie clips and on their 360, and players' favorite clips can be viewed at any time and by coupling them with black and white. Oh my goodness. When does it end? Akira Kurosawa style video filter, they will be able to relive their adventures as though they were part of a traditional Japanese art form of the samurai film. The best Ninja Gaiden 2 players in the world will be able to upload their clips to the Xbox Live for everyone to download and view, making the new Ninja Cinema feature a great way to accelerate the growth of the Ninja Gaiden player community around the globe. And of course, realistic graphics and more blood in Next Generation Gaming. Built from the ground up from Team Ninja's in-house gaming engine for the Next Generation Xbox platform, Ninja Gaiden 2 represents the best in amazing visuals, blood, responsive control, more blood, and thrilling combat with a lot of blood, with an extensive assortment of bloody ninja weaponry. So, if you haven't guessed it already, the key word in this game, if I were to say Ninja Gaiden 2, you guys would immediately blood. Associate not ninjas, blood. But blood.
And what is blood. The what's the bloody overkill
bloody
date for this?
Well, at the risk of sounding too European, the overkill date that is filled with blood is 6/3/2008 or 3/6/2008 or however you wanna. It's June 3rd. Is that a global or is that a United
Actually,
States?
Actually, I don't know because the demo came out in Japan already, and we don't have that yet. So I'm not 100% sure. Maybe they're gonna get it the same time, or they'd be getting it earlier than us, but.
Technically, yes, because of the time zones, but I think we're going to go ahead and roll with a global release on Ninja Gaiden 2 on 6/3/2008. I haven't heard anything about a timed release on somewhere else, but anyways, so that was the bloodiest, I think, of them all. Born Conspiracy might be able to get about halfway there, but this one I think will be a definite rental. I don't know if it's a buy, because I haven't played Ninja Gaiden, so
I'm probably going to rent this one, try it out. But even if the creator does creep me out. Anyways, Brun, why don't you take it away with your slightly less bloody next game. That's
it is The Bourne Conspiracy. And I'm a huge Bourne in the movie, Bourne, the series. But here, you are the perfect weapon. You are Jason Bourne. So you guys are now the perfect weapon. Robert Ludlum's best-selling spy novels and blockbuster film adaptations have thrilled millions, including myself. So I am one of the million. Millions. Yeah. Now become famous spy Jason Bourne and Robert Ludlum's The Bourne Conspiracy. Go deeper than ever into his world of espionage and conspiracy. The original title fuses the vicious tension and depth of the novels with the aggressive style and... Is that frenetic? Action of the films?
I guess so. Yeah. But you can't read.
What's that?
I bet they meant to say frantic.
Yeah, you know what? That's probably true. Would that be a typo? Well, okay. Action like the films. Let's just put it that way. let's see. So, you'll have a wonderful Jason Bourne video game experience. Some of the features is be the super spy, become Jason Bourne, a $30 million weapon on the loose in an action-packed original missions and sequences inspired by the movie The Bourne Identity. Experience the frenetic story. go deeper than ever before. Experience Bourne as both ruthless agent and wanted assassin on the run from his own agency. It's a hard-hitting action adventure. Move from firefights to fistfights and sequences that seemingly blend shooting with hand-to-hand combat. Survival of the fittest. Employ signature Bourne techniques and to weaponize, improvise, and always survive. Pull off heart-pounding escapes, memorable fight moves, acrobatic gunplay, and devastating takedowns. So, the demo is out there. Wing, I believe you found it, correct?
Yeah. And I'll talk about that more later.
Okay.
Well, I guess I can say it now. Last week, Captain Hook was talking about it, asked us, you know, and I had gone to ahead of time, was going to actually go check a demo out that someone asked us about, and I couldn't find it. And he sent me a message over live saying, dude, I don't know how you can't find it. It's there. And I went back and looked, and I did find it. I don't know, maybe I was tired the first time, but it's out there.
And it's under Robert, right?
No, I think it was under The Bourne Conspiracy.
Huh. Okay.
I think that's how I found it, but I think I might have just been tired the first time, I don't know, but I did download it, but I haven't played it yet.
It's it takes getting used to. There's a lot of stoppage. There's like a lot of, you know, you're running, all of a sudden it's like, you know, little flash type movement, and all of a sudden now you're fighting, and, you know, it's different. But I don't know if I'll be as excited for the game that I originally was, so. But we'll see. I'll definitely rent it, so. But I can say one game that I am super excited for is the one. What, this is the one that Mark's going to talk about? I don't know if I'm...
I know.
Yeah. I may buy
we'll
it. I may
it
have
is.
To... Yeah.
After
I may have to buy this
break.
One, but Mark, let everybody know what it is.
All right. Well, we're going to swing into number five here, and this is the only game you really need to worry about, and that's LEGO Indiana Jones, the original adventures. This takes the fun and creative construction of LEGO and combines it with the wits, daring, and nonstop action from the Indiana Jones cinematic adventures that enthralled audiences everywhere. With tongue-in-cheek take on these original adventures, LEGO Indiana Jones follows Dr. Jones Escapades through the jungles of South America to the mountaintops of India. Build, battle, and brawl your way through your favorite moments, from Indy's entanglements with snakes to his dashing boulder run. You get to be Indiana Jones, basically. You get to relive his epic adventures in humorous LEGO world based on the original trilogy of movies. Now, I will say this. I've played the LEGO Star Wars games, and they are a blast to play. They really are fun. So I am looking forward to this game. I'm sure this will be a blast. You get a journey from the jungles of South America to the snowy mountaintops of India, all in search of ancient and powerful artifacts that you will use to solve puzzles. You get to use Indy's signature weapon, the whip, to capture and disarm enemies, swing across gaps, activate levers, and interact with a world of LEGO objects and puzzles. And you can choose from over 60 playable characters, each with a variety of unique abilities that you will use to help solve puzzles and battle enemies. Plus, you can play the villains and supporting characters. Now, this comes out also on June 3rd, 2008. And if you don't know, the actual new movie is already in theaters. Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, I believe it's called. So if you haven't gone to check that out, you probably want to go see it soon, too. So check our site for the show notes if you want more information. But this is going to be a fun game. Bron, I think you've been really excited about this.
Yep. I can't wait. So, I do like the LEGO. I do like the LEGO games, like you said, Limit. But this one's going to be cool.
Yeah, this will be fun. But, you know, Kyle, I think you need to wrap it up before you get angry here, because I wouldn't like you when you're angry.
Well, this one, I'm going to go ahead and bring up the rear with this last one, okay? And this one is certainly last in our six-pack of features this week, six games to talk about. And I would probably put this on the worst. So, out of six, this would be six. Basically, it's The Incredible Hulk. Yes. Excitement oozing out of your pores. All right. Fueled with fury, the Incredible Hulk unleashes his destruction power in the shadows of Manhattan's soaring skyscrapers in a fully destructible world, featuring key moments from the summer 2008 film, as well as additional plot lines and characters from the Hulk's rich comic book universe. Engage in epic battles against the larger-than-life enemies in the intensely realistic third-person action video game, Hulk Smash! Some key features in this glorious game is unlimited destruction, which is probably the coolest thing out of all, because everyone likes to destroy absolutely everything that they can see. Basically, you can destroy anything in your path, sort of like Battlefield Bad Company. And use anything in your way as a weapon. So that'd be cool. Pieces of crumbling building, passing car, street lamp, whatever you like, or just use your bare hands to destroy your surroundings. So that'd be cool to pick up a car and throw it into a building or something. I could see that as fun. Powerful rage. Build up the Hulk's rage level and learn powerful moves to unleash a devastating level of destruction. Dangerous enemies. Battle the powerful Bi-Beast and Abomination amidst the towering skyscrapers of New York City. And dynamic open world. A realistic next-gen open world representation of Manhattan provides gamers with an immense playground of destruction with subquests, minigames, and a story including elements from classic Marvel comics. The not-so-bloody overkill date is actually June 5th, 2008. So a little later after our five-pack of features come out. You know, but I shouldn't have been so hard on it. It actually looks to be a okay game. It sounds kind of cool with the indestructible environment, but I would, again, file this under a lame video game of a movie. So, I don't know what you guys have to say, but I've played some of the Spider-Mans, and the latest one, which kind of did the open sandbox deal, and kind of like GTA, but you're Spider-Man, basically. And I have a feeling, just from reading this, that this is going to do that. And it was kind of annoying to go across a city just by slinging your web to a point to do a mission. I mean, I like the open sandbox, but then I don't like it because it's time-consuming to get the mission to mission, and I have a feeling that this game is going to kind of do the same thing. I don't know. What's your guys' opinion on it?
It's not going to be good.
I've actually heard some good buzz about it, but it would be the last one in the list that I would look at, too. I think it's coming out at the wrong time. I mean, you look at these games, all six of these coming out in the same week. You know, Grid, yeah. Ninja Gaiden 2, The Bourne Conspiracy, and Lego Indiana Jones, I think, are going to be your top four runners. Kung Fu Panda, I think, will do good because it appeals to the younger, you know, the kid market. I really think Incredible Hulk's going to be at the bottom of the heap for sales because of just what they're going up against. So,
yeah.
I don't think it's going to do well. I think it'll be in your bargain bin pretty quick, just mainly based on that.
Unless the one way to increase sales on the Xbox 360, make the achievements easy to get. I'm waiting for a game that has one achievement that just says, like, press the A button 5 times, and then you get 1,000 points.
Well,
I'm waiting
for
a game
with
like
the
that,
Simpsons,
because
you hit the start button,
sell.
You got an achievement just for hitting the start button in the game. And you had to hit the start button, I think,
really?
To launch the game. So,
yeah, it's interesting.
But I'm just waiting for that one game and just to see how well it like does rental or selling. It's like the easiest game on Earth for achievements. That would be kind of cool. But anyways, like I said, June 5th, 2008. Check out our show notes if you want some more information on it. But I think it's pretty resounding that we're not very interested in it. So, doesn't mean that you will. So, you go make your own decision. But, anyways, unless you guys got something else, I say we go ahead and move on.
Do you think you have what it takes to be the host of a podcast? Would you like to get involved with a company that is taking the next giant step in how people get their media goodness? Well, Broken Eggs Media is looking for you. We have several openings available right now. We are currently looking for podcast show hosts and producers, audio and video editing specialists, graphics guru, experience in Photoshop, etc., animations guru with experience in Maya 3D Studio, etc., and webmaster with Joomla experience. Surf over to BrokenEggsMedia.com and click on Join Our Team.
Hi, this is Trapper Markells, a.k.a. Change Agent from 360 Voice, and you're watching the Xbox Podcast.
You've heard from us, now let's hear from you in this week's Community Update.
All right, well, it's email and foreign question time, and our first one's from Overkill 1972. Oh, actually, Brun, this is for you. My question is for Brun. Do you think your Blue Jackets will make the playoffs sometime within the next 10 years? Laughing out loud. Rick Nash is great, but he can't carry the entire team. Hey, Dallas may not have won the Cup this season, but at least they made the Western Conference Finals. Stars rule, Blue Jackets drool.
Yeah, I know the Stars fan. I wasn't bashing the Stars. I was just playing around with him because I know he's a Stars fan. But, yeah, they'll make the playoffs here, you know, probably in the next couple years. I have high hopes for that. You know, we got a new GM in there and stuff like that. But, yeah, right now I'm rooting for Detroit because they are in my conference and I really don't care for Pittsburgh. So, but
Detroit looks good.
Yeah. I mean, it's rough being in, you know, their conference and play them like 9 times in a year. It's kills us, but
they blew Dallas out of the building in their last game. I think it was game six.
I'm not 100% sure.
So.
Yeah, I really, you know, I'm the type of person that, I mean, I'll watch the playoffs. My team's not in it. I really don't care for it. You know, I really don't matter to me who wins. But once they come down to the finals, I'll usually pick a team that I kind of want to see win. What I'm actually hoping for is Detroit will win, and then most of the people who were thinking about retiring will actually retire. So then Dallas will, or not Dallas, but then the Red Wings will kind of get knocked down because they're like the Yankees of the NHL. They pay and buy for their talent, but that's all.
And look how well that the Yankees have worked out.
That's funny. I laugh at that all the time too. But yeah, I was proud of the Stars. Belfour was my favorite goalie there for the longest time. You know, because he was in Chicago when I rooted for the Blackhawks.
Yeah,
I mean, I was a huge Chicago fan, and then they traded everybody and got rid of like the team that I rooted for years was gone. So that was the time the Blue Jackets rolled around. So I just picked my local team.
It's the Chicago way, man.
Yeah, I know. And then, you know, so the thing is like, no matter what team I've liked, my whole thing is to always hate Detroit because I was Chicago and now I'm Blue Jackets. So it's like, always dislike Detroit, but,
you should be happy because Detroit Pistons lost to the Boston Celtics, and the NBA Finals will be the Boston Celtics and the Los Angeles Lakers, which I think is awesome. I'm actually going to tune in to watch the finals.
Didn't Detroit, like, have a 3-game lead?
No.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, so the home team won all the time until tonight. Detroit lost in Detroit tonight, game six. Mm.
I'd have to root for Boston.
Oh, definitely. I hate Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, I'm a big Phil Jackson fan because... Mm.
Chicago.
Growing up, I was a huge Chicago, you know, my dad was a huge Chicago Bulls fan. I mean, my dad bought surround sound just to listen to the intro music for the Bulls when they got announced. He would crank it up. Funny story. But, yeah. And then he went to Lakers, and it was just like, oh. But that man is one heck of a coach. So, all right. Next question is from The Hook, the Captain Hook. Said, okay, here is my weekly question. I have been hearing about this BioShock movie that is coming out by the director of Pirates of the Caribbean. I was wondering what you think of this. Also, how do you feel about BioShock coming to PlayStation 3? And Gears of War 2 is going to be awesome. So, I haven't heard anything about a BioShock movie. If it is directed by the director of Pirates Caribbean, it may turn out to be all right. BioShock's got one heck of a story. And it's really, you know, it's kind of a rough story to be into a movie, but, you know, with the decisions and stuff you have to make in BioShock, I don't exactly know how you would make that into a movie, but... I don't know. What do you guys think? Have you heard anything?
I mean, there's always been rumors of big games going to movies. You know, Halo, Gears of War, all that stuff. I thought they all get jumbled in my mind together. So I thought I might have heard something about it, not about the Pirates of the Caribbean director, but of there being a BioShock movie in general. I don't know. I mean, BioShock was a cool game, but I don't know really how it'd do as a movie and how it'd be accepted by the general public who hasn't never played or heard of BioShock. So, I don't know. I'd rather just leave it as a game than a movie and have it both, in my opinion.
I think the story was so good that you could, if you did it properly, if they did it and just made it based on the storyline and not, you know, not try to do the whole adapted from a game type of thing and just went with it, I think it'd be an amazing movie that would do very well. The story was so good.
Yeah, but I mean, what about the choices that you make? I mean, like with the little sisters and stuff.
You don't know. You just, you know, they can choose a path in the movie and just go with it.
Yeah, but the thing is you know what path they're going to take as far as the movie's concerned.
Probably the good path. The right path. Which would be the way to go, you know. In my opinion.
Well, I mean, that's the path I took into the game, but I'm just, you know, and that's the way I think they would take it in a movie, because could you imagine it in the movie being the other path?
No.
I couldn't either. So.
I don't think that would go over so well.
No, it probably wouldn't. But, all right, and how do you guys feel about BioShock going to the PS3?
Yeah, we talked about
obviously,
it.
Obviously,
Gavin Hook
didn't listen to our show last week. No.
Yeah. Well, I guess I can put my 2 cents in it then, but.
Okay. I think it's great. You know, the more exposure that game gets, the better chances of a BioShock 2 coming to the 360.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the game is so good, I think the PS3 crowd, those who have only a PS3, they should get a chance to play that game. The game is amazing. So I'm glad they're getting it. Mm-hmm.
And I think the people that made the game should get more money.
It's definitely worth it.
Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if a BioShock 2 came out and they both came out on both consoles at the same time and people owned both consoles, you know, then they'll probably most likely get the 360 version because of achievements.
But, probably.
And Gears of War 2 does look pretty cool. So, but I'm not hyped up on it until, you know, 2 weeks before it comes out.
Meat Shield.
Yeah, so... I think we cleared up the Bourne conspiracy demo. So, next question, Kyle, you want to take this one?
All right, it's from Lovely Major Spork. Do you think some games for the 360 have been overhyped? That comes to mind. PS3 Haze.
Oh yeah, that's getting horrible reviews.
Yeah, it is.
Haze definitely has gotten. I think I see a commercial for it every, like, 30 seconds on the TV. Like, literally, they interrupt programming just to show that trailer. But, to be honest, looking back on it now, overhyped, and I know that I'd probably never, ever say this.
I can't believe he's going to say it.
I thought I'd never say it.
He's going to say GTA 4, isn't he?
No, I know what he's going to say.
I'm going to say Halo 3.
Yep.
I don't think Halo 3 was overhyped.
Dude. The story was good, but I've just never put it back in my 360 ever after I finished the co-op Legendary. I mean, I don't know.
I don't think it was overhyped. Huge. I think it was overmarketed really bad. I think GTA 4 is overhyped.
I love GTA 4.
I mean,
I love the story.
Nothing against the game. The game's fun. The game's great. I'm not bashing the game. I'm just saying I thought it was overhyped. But
I don't know. Duke Nukem Forever is overhyped.
Yeah.
12 years of...
Final Fantasy is overhyped.
Oh, gosh. Not so Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
There's like 12 of them.
Little Big Planet, which I'm actually curious on playing, is overhyped. Ooh, I know. I know my number one answer of being overhyped.
For the 360.
Not for the 360, though.
Well, you didn't answer his question.
Well, sorry. I said GTA 4. Gears of War 2 is going to get overhyped. Non 360. I have to say it because every time I hear people talking about it, I just sit and laugh my rear end off. Wii Fit. That is.
You think that's overhyped? I haven't seen anything on it.
You haven't seen anything on it?
Well, I've seen a couple commercials.
All
but...
I hear about is how this is the best thing that has ever come around, and I'm just like,
absolutely not.
People to exercise is the best thing ever, and everybody talks about it like Wii Fit is the thing that's going to help everybody lose weight, and I just sit there and I just like roll laughing. Like, I don't think they understand that all it is a scale. and you do stretch, and yeah, you do stretches, basically. But you stand on the board as you do stretches. I mean, you still have to eat right.
The board's not
you still
big.
Have to go work out. You still have to run. Yeah. You still, you know, you still have to do all that stuff if you want to get fit. Standing on in front of your thing and playing with your Wii is not going to get you to lose any weight.
There's I read an article today that there's people complaining to Nintendo about that because the thing has a weight limit of 350 pounds, or I don't remember what the conversion rate was, and but in the States it's like 350 pounds.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work. It breaks. So if you weigh over that and you get on it, you'll break it. And there's a lot of, you know, us fat Americans, we're breaking the Wii Fit, and people are complaining, and Nintendo's basically saying their response has been, well, you could always try to return it, or you could give it away to someone who may enjoy it. Basically, they're not doing anything because they're just like, lose weight.
It says on, I believe it says on the box.
On it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, I mean, clearly stated on the box, so.
Right. And I mean, for my height and what my BMI and all that stuff is, yes, I'm overweight. I'd be considered obese, actually. And the reason why I'm in the shape that I am is because I'm completely lazy, and the Wii is not going to help me get out of that.
Right.
So, I was actually considering on buying it, and the only reason why I was considering on buying it was the yoga thing and stuff like that. But I was like, you know what? I can do yoga by buying a $10 DVD. So, but, okay, sorry. We can continue.
All right.
Okay, sweet.
We got our going to our frappers now.
No, before we go there, do we want to mention Cashfly that pumps out all the shows that we have out?
Yeah, we want to mention Cashfly. All
right, thank you, Cashfly. You're my hero. Check out the if you guys want to host a show or do a podcast like us. You can head out to cashfly.com, check out what services they have. And, you know, obviously they do all our shows. And for people that listen to other shows, you know, they also cache those too. So they do a great job. Yep, fast. So, all right, frapper time. Somebody else butcher them. Kyle.
Wait, what?
All right.
You run the frapper map, man.
Well, if you are not on the Frapper map, head out to our front page. Frapper map's on the right-hand side. Stick a little, you know, push pin or marker there, and make sure you give it a name, and you can put a funny picture on there, clean picture on there, I should say. But do put your name in, or you'll be known as anonymous. We have Philly the Kid. That's actually kind of funny. It's like Billy the Kid. Get it? Philly the Kid. From Philadelphia, PA, U.S. Says, yo, keep up the good work. I love you guys. Great podcast. Gamertag, Philly the Kid. So, I can't butcher that one. And then we have No Begging Please from British Columbia, Canada. And he says, moo, which I think is directed toward you, Kyle.
Well, moo, right back to you.
Yeah, must be a cow fan, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, it's probably my only one.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Thanks, guys.
My daughter's a fan of you. We were talking earlier this week, and I said, what's cow make? And she said, moo.
That's right.
Yeah. See?
No, well, yeah, she said, what's a cow make? She said, poo.
That too. Hey-o.
So, but
all right.
Before you take us out, Kyle, I'd like to congratulate you for
congratulate me for getting graduated.
Yep. So
good.
You're now getting ready to head to the college years working to your 60.
Welcome to the party.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen, brother. Amen. Thank you.
Have fun.
Turn the lights out when you leave.
I'll try.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's go ahead and turn out the lights on episode 59. You can send your questions, comments, and complaints to contact@xboxpodcast.com, or you can hit the forums on xboxpodcast.com/forums. And this is Kyle, a.k.a. Moronic Cow. And good night, Canada.
This is Mark, a.k.a. Wingman 709, taking off.
And I am Brun, a.k.a. BJ Swick 33, Mr. Cutscene, out.
Thanks for watching the Xbox Podcast. Power up your game score each week by visiting us at xboxpodcast.com.
Grid takes players on a world tour of beautiful design tracks, race, look, wait, sorry, let me start that over
DJ
again.
DJ Blooper!
Yeah.
He's back!
I don't want to say beautifully designed. I always get tongue-tied on that. Alright. 3, 2, I'm going to start it. Grid, by the way. 3, 2, 1.